Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhag Yog, the field and the knower of the field. It's a literal translation. Kshetra is the field, like a farmland or any field, right? Like battlefield, any field. And Kshetra Gya is the knowledge aspect. It's a root word in Sanskrit that implies knowledge. So the field and the knower of the field. That instantly the thought there is that they're separate, right? The player and the field, that the player is, they're not the same. I mean, if you see from far, it looks like the same thing. The players are playing on the field, they're same. And the observer is farther still, or observer is separate still. Kshetra, sharir, he will explain that. The body and the kshetra gya dehi, they or dehi, the body and the witness, completely separate. Completely separate. Never were together, never were same, never were one, never will be. Don't want to be, cannot be. That's how. And this is the biggest mess in our life has become. As I was saying during the dhyan, we finished our dhyan, that self-realization, guys, is an imperative. I know you understand what that means. That there's not a choice. It's an imperative. Take your time. This lifetime, any lifetime, try 8.4, however million species there are, take your time. But it's an imperative. So unless and until we reach their self-realization, we will keep coming again and again, trying different experiences, taking different forms, different names, different religions, this, that. But it's an imperative. Who put that on us? I don't care. Jitupa is saying it's an imperative. I don't care. It's not for me. You put that on you. I put that on me. We put it on us together. We're going in this big, long search across the cosmos, looking for ourselves. Right? We've completely misidentified. So this is the essence of chapter 13, since Sanjeevai asked for it. We've completely misidentified, completely messed up our identity. Who am I? The wrongest answer possible is what we gave ourselves. And then it's somehow it's not feeling right. That doesn't feel right. That's not feeling complete. That I am this body, or I am this man, or I am this woman. This is my name. This is my form. This is my religion. This is my color. This is my nationality. I'm smart. I'm dumb. I'm artist. I'm a sportsman. Constantly going, I'm young. I am not young. Just that. Taking series of different experiences and never feeling like, yes, that's it. I must rest now. I can rest now. Right? And at the end of this lifetime, we say, well, I'll try to do social service. I'll try to help. I'll donate. I'll build big hospitals or this, that, right? I'll build big companies. I'll become a millionaire, billionaire, not hopefully a trillionaire soon, individual, but still not it. The search is ongoing. Because we've misidentified. And so the whole job, the entire work, the only real task in front of us in this lifetime is to disidentify with what we have misidentified with and then re-identify, right? If I unplug this from the wall and this wasn't working and plug it into the other one, and then suddenly it lights up and life starts to flow through it. Knowledge flows through it. So we have the biggest mistake, the only mistake, so much so that in our scriptures, it's been said, some of you heard this before, that there is in the entire world ever time, there has been 1.5 sin incurred, just 1.5 total sin incurred. And there's only 1.5 punya we can have, punya like good deeds. That's all, like, no matter what. If you committed all the sins of the world, imaginable, if someone committed that. All the imaginable sins. Ki jitne paap kar sake, usne aadha paap kiya. That's half of the sin committed together. So it's okay if someone stole. Everybody's forgivable. We can pardon everyone because our scriptures say that even the most heinous imaginable is aadha. And if someone was the opposite, did all, left no stone unturned in committing good deeds, not just donation, not just helping, not just blood, to everything imaginable. But that person has committed adha punya, half good. you still have one whole pap left to do, one whole punya left to earn. The scripture answer, what is that one full, right? The one full sin is what we all are doing all the time, misidentified ourselves with the body. It's the root of evil. It's the root of misery. It's the root of anxiety, the root of all things negative, jealousy, anger, agitation, anything negative, any stress, misery, worry, all of that, all sourced in this one humongous sin that God committed. And perhaps sin is a strong word, or may not be the right word, but the mistake that happened, that I thought, I believe that I'm a body. And the opposite, conversely then, the biggest punya karma, the biggest puja, the biggest arti, no need for dai pere full dan pradakshina, the biggest you can do is disidentify with the body consciousness that we have misidentified, and re-identify that I am something different, something greater, something more, something broader, something more inclusive, something more complete, something whole. In other words, something fully connected. Yoga, and the entire purpose of the Gita, and I'm still working on this pitch, but this is a work in progress, but essentially it's to make a yogi out of us, right? Give us the yogic vision, being able to see yoga. And that is to show us that we're all connected, in that we're all separate and connected. No, well, there's only one. We're all connected. Just like in my body, right? If my tongue burns, if I drink a hot sip, the tongue doesn't care. The 10,000 sensors, they don't know. They bring me the sense that it is I inside, the person inside who senses and feels and hurts. But the tongue is fine, but this is, I had a paper cut. This is bleeding. The finger is all right. The finger will figure out a way to heal itself. Finger doesn't even know there was a paper cut or blood or anything. I am the same guy whose tongue was burned, same person is hurting now, or my head or my toe or anywhere, whatever, wherever. So much so, not just the gross, but even my that someone insults me. Didn't even slap, didn't even touch, but just threw some bad words at me. Still the same. The ears don't care. They don't know. They just do this. The eardrum does its own thing, and that's it. I feel bad. So there's 1,000 different ways of inflicting harm, but the one who is hurt is, there is only one, right? They're all connected through in and through the one, all of that. So are we. We may appear like different, a man and a woman and a girl and a boy and the name and form and all that. We're sensors, as if on the system. We're different sensors. We're sensing around us what's happening. But really, we're connecting us all as the same one. We are that. Aham, Brahma, Asmi. Brahma Sutra says, right, one of the greatest scriptures of Sanatana Dharma, that to which we all belong. By we all, I don't mean this, to which we all belong. Anyone on this planet, or really in the cosmos, belongs. Sanatana Dharma, which means original religion, which means forever religion, unchanging, ever fresh, ever relevant, never out of law, out of fashion, because it's the inherent, intrinsic quality. Dharma is nature. Dharma is not religion. Dharma means nature, your characteristics. The original meaning of the word dharma is, what's your characteristic? What are you like? What's the dharma of heat? Hot, right? The dharma of heat is hot. What's the dharma of ice? Cold is the dharma of ice. What is the dharma of water? To flow is the dharma of water. What is the dharma of wind? To blow. What is the dharma of prithvi? Solidity, to sit, stay. Stay, what is the dharma? These are the original default settings. And so this chapter shares with us that we also have our dharma, original nature. It has three aspects to it. It's called Sat, Chit, Ananda, right? We heard the name Satchidananda. That forever, eternally, we are existing. We exist, not the body, right? Again, if we re-identify with our real self, we always exist. We are existence. Sugar, the dharma, the nature of sugar is to be sweet. Doesn't need any concocted anything. Doesn't need any contaminant, like add something or go somewhere. Go to the mandir 108 times, go around, then you'll become sweet. No, well, all the sweets in the mandir are because sugar is sweet, right? And so we exist. We will not be annihilated because we are existence itself. That's the first, that's the most inferior of our characteristics.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.